my utmost for his highest. February the 26th. Inferior misgivings about Jesus. Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. John 4:11. I am impressed with the wonder of what God says, but he cannot expect me really to live it out in the details of my life. Oh, when it comes to facing Jesus Christ on his own merits, our attitude is one of pious superiority. Your ideals are high, and they impress us, but in touch with actual things it cannot be done. Each of us thinks about Jesus in this way in some particular. These misgivings about Jesus start from the amused questions put to us when we talk of our transactions with God. Where are you going to get the money from? How are you going to be looked after? Or they start from ourselves when we tell Jesus that our case is a bit too hard for him. It's all very well to say, trust in the Lord, but a man must live, and Jesus has nothing to draw with, nothing whereby to give us these things. Oh, beware of the pious fraud in you, which says, I have no misgivings about Jesus, only about myself. None of us ever had misgivings about ourselves. We know exactly what we cannot do, but we do have misgivings about Jesus. We are rather hurt at the idea that he can do what we cannot. My misgivings arise from the fact that I ransacked my own person to find out how he will be able to do it. My question springs from the depths of my own inferiority. If I detect these misgivings in myself, let me bring them to the light and confess them. O Lord, I had misgivings about thee. I had not believed in thy wits apart from my own. I have not believed in thine almighty power apart from my finite understanding of it.